for this reason that I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that from the whole family in heaven and earth his name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you will be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Oh Father, I bring your church before you. I mention her before the throne room, asking today that she would experience, that she would know the emotions in your heart that is towards her, that she would be given divine might in the inner being, for she would be a dwelling place of the Lord Jesus, that she would be rooted and grounded in your heart, in your affection towards her. Let her know the love that you have for her. Depth and the height, that she would know the burning affections of Christ Jesus, which pass all knowledge. Mystery that unlocks the heart. Condemnation, but growing.
Could it be that the Father of glory loves me more than I'll ever know? More than I'll ever know, more than I'll ever know.
How can this be?
How can this be?
Confident in love,
patient, kind, merciful,
no longer condemned,
gentle, meek, and humble,
no longer standing ashamed. I am now confident in His love towards me.
He loves me.
My past is gone. I am free.